This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Residents are accusing the government of Crimea of land grabbing for an effort to haul ordinary citizens into court to confiscate 10,000 plots of land given away by the former Ukrainian government before the Russian annexation. Officials claim it's for a development plan, but residents believe it is corruption and payoff. Adjunct or temporary professors make up 55% of the academic workforce in 1975, but today make up 70%. Iraq has suspended international flights to two Kurdish airports to protest their independence vote. Pew Research has found that just 26% of Chinese view India favorably, down from 33% in 2006, and just 31% of Indians view China favorably as well. Sociologists found societies in which the higher levels of the education system produce far more graduates than can be absorbed in the marketplace are especially conducive to the growth of political radicalism. In India, the public workfare scheme, which provides 100 days of paid work for rural areas on infrastructure projects, has also had the effect of driving up pay amounts for private sector work in order to compete. The McGraw-Hill Construction Survey says that green building increased by 50% from 2011 to 2013 and now encompasses 25% of all hospitality construction. An armed mob in Indonesia attacked an art show thinking it was a commemoration of the anniversary of the mass killings of suspected communists and others in the state military-sponsored purge of almost 500,000 people. 500,000,000 people depend on coral reef fish for food, and in some island nations, they are essentially the only source of protein. The Professional Golfers Association, or PGA, of America had a Caucasian-only policy until 1961. Up to 150 Cuban doctors have sued in recent years in Brazilian courts to be released from Cuban government labor contracts that have them working, in their words, like slave labor. The so-called gig economy includes as much as 30% of the working-age population, according to a report from McKinsey in 2016. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.